Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And there is a new leader in Thailand after months of unrest. Apisitwe Chachiwa is the new prime minister from the opposition party. And that was one of the demands of protesters who stranded thousands and thousands of tourists in the airport last holiday travel season over the Thanksgiving weekend as part of a protest that has really gone on since the summer. Joining us now to talk about whether it's worth it to learn the pronunciation of the new Thai leader. Or if the instability is going to continue, is Jonathan Head, BBC correspondent in Bangkok. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, John.
So Apisitwe Chachiwa is from the Democratic opposition, would appear to satisfy the demands of the protesters and the people who really wanted the previous government gone. What's the likelihood that things are going to settle down now?
I don't think they'll settle down. The very way in which he got this after this sustained extra-parliamentary campaign that really dragged the former government down to a point where it couldn't govern anymore has raised real questions. I mean, they call themselves the Democrat Party, but the methods by which the former government was brought down were in many ways perceived as undemocratic, especially by the passionate supporters of the ousted government, who are very numerous in Thailand's countryside. And they are furious about the way in which the Democrats have stitched this together. They did it by persuading a faction close to the ousted government to defect and jump over to their side. So he's got that to deal with. I mean, Mr. Apisitwe has on his side that he has a very clean image. He's young, telegenic, really unlike any other Thai politician. He's only 44 years old, which is very young by these standards, very much in the generation of Barack Obama. And indeed, I think models himself to some degree on Barack Obama and hopes he can do as well. But he has an unwieldy coalition and a very divided country and a terrible economic climate too. Thailand's economy is heading south very fast at the moment. These are enormous challenges for a government that is expected to be weak and perhaps not lasting that long.
So Apisitwe Chachiwa has at least the possibility of appealing as a sort of populist to the nation that yearns for stability, but is going to have real difficulty in his own party maintaining a power base that has any longevity.
Yes, because the coalition is, they've been boarded off by handing out cabinet seats. That's why they've persuaded people to come to their side. But that means it's not always the best people getting those cabinet positions. And Thailand needs a government that can prove it can perform, having not had one for years now. Also, Mr. Apisitwe, while he's very good on television, he's very good at speaking to foreigners. He was educated in Britain and went to Oxford University. He's very fluent. But he doesn't really have the common touch when it comes to going out and talking to Thai farmers. And that was something the former government did well because of the popularity of the ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He's going to find that very, very difficult, overcoming their anger about the way he got the job and just speaking their language. He doesn't really do it very well.
So he's a bit of a patrician and would have some difficulty with sort of the general rank and file there in Thailand. You know, if they were bargaining cabinet positions to put this government together, you think there's a role over there for Blagojevich in the States here from the state of Illinois?
Well, he'd be in good company. The kind of things that he's got into trouble for would be simply breezed away here as normal part of politics. Yeah. Well, some of the people in the new government will be certainly no cleaner than that.
All right. Well, Jonathan Head, thank you very much for joining us. Jonathan Head joins us from Bangkok, Thailand, where the news today is that the opposition Democratic Party has been able to elect a new prime minister. The name of Apisitwe Chachiwa will remain to be seen whether we will know that name a year from now. As Jonathan Head suggests, the government is unstable, but it's much better than it has been since the summer.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.